A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. I invite you to consider a question, perhaps even ask this question of yourself. What is the price of admission for Christ to enter my heart? What is the price of admission for Christ to enter my heart? Every living person is a temple of the Holy Spirit, a dwelling place of God. Yet many of us impose upon God requirements for admission. Similarly, to whoever put those money changers, money lenders, at the entrance to the temple. And if you want to know what you might be charging Christ as admission to your heart, look to what you seek in friends. When I was in college, I was very driven by wanting to have a successful career. And so in my friends, I looked for things that were going to further my career. I looked for people that had wealth in their family or personal, people that had connections that could help with networking, people that had influence of any kind, people who were popular, who were attractive, and more things along those lines. This was the price of admission for my friendship. It was a price of admission for me to let somebody else into my heart at all. And it meant that it was the same price of admission Christ would need to pay to enter my heart. He would need, in some way, to promise me wealth, or connections, or influence, popularity, attractiveness, or something similar, for me to really open my heart to him. And you tell me what you think, given that Jesus was a poor carpenter who was unwelcome among people with power, connections, wealth, or authority. What are the chances that I was actually going to let him into my heart? Perhaps even more so, given the fact that he might criticize and show how hypocritical I could be at times. Whether or not I really realized it at that time, I was quite careful that the price of admission would not allow him into my heart, even if I didn't realize the cost that I was paying for it at the time. See, because for me to maintain a lot of those friendships that were rooted in wealth or connections, influence, attractiveness, popularity, I oftentimes had to put up with some things that were kind of miserable. Contempt for other people, gossip and conversation, jealousy or envy of people that seem to be getting ahead further or faster, resentment for people that crossed me in some way. And those friendships seemed to fuel it. And it wasn't because any of us were bad people, but we were rooting our friendships, our relationships in the wrong things. Not the most important things, the most meaningful things. And because I put up this price of admission and Christ was not able to enter into my heart, I can just say very simply, I didn't have any authentic peace there. I didn't have any authentic peace there. Jesus is ready to make a whip of cords and overturn whatever it is that we might be putting between him and entering the temple that is the dwelling place of God, that is our heart. But we got to give him permission to enter. And that might mean that we need to waive the price of admission. We must be willing to trust him with everything, even the things that we're afraid to go without. Christ has told us and promised to us that he is enough. And every time that I have chosen to listen to him, it's turned out to be for the best, for me and for the people I love. So that's why I encourage you today to review your own relationships, to try to answer that question. What is the price of admission I charge to Christ to let him into my heart?